You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Listen, he doesn't want us to use his name. He says, call me Derek. He says, after meeting online, I spent 2 weeks communicating with a woman we'll call Sarah. So those are the players here. Not their real names, but Derek and Sarah. He says, we've had a couple of video calls. We've texted almost every day, and it really felt like we were hitting it off. We've agreed to meet in person this weekend, probably for coffee. It's a good idea.
Very nice.
He says, we're both divorced, no kids, both in our 30s. So yesterday, he writes, I got a text message from someone I didn't know, and it turned out to be Sarah's mom.
Oh.
She texted and asked if I would talk to her for just a few minutes. He says, I was a little weirded out, but called her. I mean, what are you going to do?
You say no, reply back, no, you weirdo.
Ignore her.
Yeah. What do you want?
Can you see that on the first date? Sarah would be like, you told my mom to buzz off. I mean, what, you didn't want to talk to my mom?
Right.
He goes, I was a little weirded out, but I called her. What happened was pretty much an interview. She said she was tired of guys treating her daughter like crap and that she wanted to know what kind of person I was before Sarah went out with me this weekend. Hmm. He writes, I got the feeling I passed the test, but I was so freaked out about the whole thing that I started wondering if I even want to go out now. Is this a red flag if someone's mother is checking you out before a date?
Your mom.
Please don't use my name. Call me Derek.
All right, Derek.
Now, we were joking a few minutes ago that this is totally something that Jeremy's mother would do.
I could see this.
Danny's
mom reaching out
so quickly. I guarantee you she was looking up.
I'm wondering
Nicole
if she did.
However she could.
Oh, no. I know she would drive by girlfriends' like houses and things like that. I know she did that. That's a fact. I do know that was going on.
But a piece of work.
Yeah.
Man.
Like, and I'm wondering if she did this without me knowing. And then she was like, don't you tell my little Jer-Bear I called you.
All right.
But how old did you say this crazy couple was?
They say both in our 30s. I'm going to guess early 30s, maybe.
All right. Did you say divorced?
Divorced. No kids.
All right.
She says she's tired of her daughter getting treated like crap.
Then, yeah, I guess obviously then this poor daughter has been burned multiple times, it sounds like. She's divorced, has not been treated well. So maybe, yeah, she needs the second opinion right off the bat. Maybe she's really failing in the world of love, and Mama Bear's like, let me help you out. Well, she's playing matchmaker, essentially. She's helping.
You gotta You gotta cut the umbilical cord. You can't run interference for your children. Her daughter's in her 30s. She's gotta handle this stuff herself. You can't have mommy screening your date.
I kind of like it, too,
no.
from the guy's point of view, because if he's into her and everything, you get the whole meeting the parents out of the way, like, boom, super quick.
Yeah, but what a horrible first impression.
How? From the mom?
Oh, yes.
I would
That's
love every second
impression.
Of it. Depends on the personality, because I'd have fun with it, you know? It depends if this guy's, like, open to just being...
Well, yeah,
you know, open-minded about this.
That.
Just have a conversation with her mom.
It does set itself up for... For messing with mom.
A little bit.
I get that, but...
What's she going to get out of this over the phone? Like, I want to know what kind of questions she was asking and...
I don't know. He says, I got the feeling I passed the test, so she must have, like... And what a silly thing in the first place. Because what is Derek going to say to her? Yeah, I'm a horrible guy. I treat all the women in my life like crap. I mean, what did she expect to get from the phone call?
She's maybe a good reader of tone. Tone in the voice. She could tell if he's lying, maybe.
Man, she would get a reading off my tone if she called me, that's for sure.
Maybe it's just a nice way
of
saying, you know, I've got my daughter's back. Don't jack her around. She's been through some rough circumstances.
Hmm.
I've got her back.
Well, so now that I've, you know, pontificated about how horrible I think this is for her mother to do this, I will say I don't see it as a red flag for going out with Sarah, but, well, let me change that. It is a red flag. It wouldn't keep me from going out with Sarah, but be mindful that you might be stepping into a situation where the person's parents are kind of busybodies.
Wonder if mom's going to show up on the date too.
You know, it could be
sitting
that day.
There having
we
coffee.
Were talking on the, weren't we talking on the show? I don't remember if it was a mind bender or what, but that there's, yeah, it was a mind bender about people who have gone on a first date and they had a friend sitting in the, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a thing.
Or
somebody close by or whatever. Yeah, that's totally a thing.
I wonder
so
if
why
that
not have
would
your mom
your
there?
Mom.
What if it turns out that he likes the mom better than Sarah? Dun, dun,
that's
dun. The plot thickens.
Lines are full, so let's see. Five calls says it all. Let's see what people say. Kendra, good morning to you.
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
So, what do you think? Your choices here are run. Some people are texting in saying run with like five exclamation points.
Yeah.
Run or it's okay. What do you think?
Oh, definitely run. That's a hard red flag. Sorry. They're 30 years old and you got mom saying, hi, are you going to be nice to my daughter?
Do you think she talk like that? I don't know.
I have some issues. Like,
well, it sounds like the daughter's been burned quite a few times, though. Wouldn't it be nice to have somebody in her corner just to kind of have a, you know, second opinion right off the bat?
No.
That's what mom says. You know, we don't know. We don't know that the daughter didn't burn some people and played the victim, you know?
So. Oh, Kendra.
Well, that's a great
coming in hot
point.
Against Sarah.
What a great point. We don't know.
She might be horrible to live with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I mean, come on. You're 30 years old and you got mom saying, huh?
That's
no,
the way I feel.
I make my own choices and no, that's mm-hmm. not okay. And how is that going to go for the rest of their relationship? Oh, yeah. I heard that you were mean to my daughter, so, you know, we need to talk. No.
You make some valid points here, Kendra. Valid points.
Kendra, you and I are simpatico here. I am glad you called. I hope you have a great day, okay?
You as well, kind sirs. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
See you later. Kind
sirs.
Hello there.
All right, so there's one red flag / run. Here's Angie. Good morning, Angie. What do you think?
No way. Definitely run.
No
run.
Way. Why? Why is this so bad?
My daughter would kill me.
Oh, my God. That's intense.
You
it's
know.
Just escalated.
It's really
the funny thing is, my daughter's name is Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
But this isn't anything this to do with it.
So you would never do this to, like, help her out?
No way.
No. You wouldn't even do it.
It's too embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Exactly. That's way embarrassing.
Angie, thanks for calling us. Have a fun day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for taking the time. Here comes Chris. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, my boys.
What's up,
so,
my Chris?
So, red flag and run, or everything's fine, everyone needs to chill out? Which position are you taking?
This is totally a red flag. I'm telling you right now, the fact that her mom's already a helicopter parent says way too much. So, I would, I'd go a different direction on that one.
How's this any different? How's this any different though? Is like if you're showing up to the house to pick her up for the date, and you walk in and you sit in the living room with the dad for like 15 minutes before you go out, and he's giving you the once over and you know interviewing you basically. We hear that kind of scenario all the time. Why is that okay, but mom talking to you is not okay?
Well, dad didn't call you on the phone. He didn't show up.
Yeah, but it's essentially the same thing. You're getting in a quick interview before you take the daughter out.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what the strong difference here is that with that scenario that you just painted, the date is already set and they're going out. This almost sounds like mom's got to give her approval before they can even agree to go out
somewhere.
But
this date was set. It's set they're going to get coffee, you said.
Maybe not. Not if mom puts the kibosh on it.
Well, this guy could get up and leave the living room too, put the kibosh on the date.
I see it as different. Chris, thank you
Thanks,
for
Chris.
The call. We appreciate that. We got two more, Joe and Jennifer. So let's see what they have to say. Joe, what do you think? Run, red flag, or is it okay?
Run fast.
You'd never catch Joe talking to somebody's mom before the date.
No, I think they should have met first, and then if mom wanted to meet him in person, then maybe, but not giving out the number, texting, and having that weird conversation before, I think it's run fast.
You don't like
I'm
it.
I'm glad you called,
right,
buddy. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate you listening and calling. I don't know. It's 4-0. Jennifer, you could either make it unanimous or you could be the one lone voice that says, give this mom a chance. What do you think?
No, it's totally unanimous.
Oh, no! This poor mom.
Red flag.
This poor mom.
It's a total red flag. And I keep getting hung up on the fact that she had to give the mother the phone number to call him.
So she was fine with it, though.
Unless the mom was snooping and grabbed her phone and got it herself.
Oh, yeah, we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think so, though.
I don't either.
I think that she gave it to her, and I think they're in it together, and I think it's a big red flag.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen, I'm glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
All right, you too. Good.
Thank you for being on the show. What do you think? What's the consensus on the text?
I know, I'm trying to zip through
10,505 texts.
Run away really fast. He should run like he's on fire. If mom chimes in again, then run. he needs to run. That mother is crazy. Red flag.
Listen to this. Rick has an interesting angle. Rick goes, challenge accepted. Dude should go in for the meet and greet, be awesome with the would-be girlfriend, and then be an SOB to the helicopter. let's see. Lorenza says, go on the date, but set boundaries. Tell Sarah he's dating her and not mom. You know what? If you say something like that, that date is over, right? You can set the boundaries yourself and wait and see if something else happens.
Right.
But I wouldn't come out of the shoot saying, look, lady, these are the ground rules. I wouldn't do that.
No, don't do that.
Because this could be, look, that's why I said at the beginning, as I go on the date, but just be aware that this is a red flag to me doesn't mean you automatically say no. Red flag means you're just aware.
You're aware, yes.
That there is a potential problem.
There's a fire danger. The potential for fire.
So I say, you know, look, if they have really hit it off, he says, for these 2 weeks with their texts and phone calls and video calls, go on the date. The red flag is you are sensitive to the fact that mom could be intrusive.
And if it all works out, this is what a story to have, you know, that your relationship was kicked off with mom calling. Joey says, I get it. It's weird, but you're in your 30s. Shouldn't you be sort of open to that sort of stuff for the sake of emotional honesty?
Somebody's been reading.
If you have nothing to hide or fear, what's the big deal?
Here, Jeremy, I'll let you answer this one. John says, not a red flag. Since when is it bad to have a mother who cares? You want to take
exactly.
That
I think it's extremely thoughtful. And it reminds me a lot of nature. Like, you know, when truly mama bears look out for the cubs.
Excuse me.
Nature in action. Thank
Nine
you, John.
9 times out of 10 in nature, the animal is kicked out of the nest and mom never sees them again.
No. You try to roll up on a baby deer, see what happens when mama sees you.
Yeah, that's rare.
John, what a great text. Please text often.
These were fantastic calls and text messages. We love you all. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, it is Mix 100's Monster Cash Call, brought to you by Bellwether. So if you signed up at Mix100.com, you better be ready. Because Jeremy's going to be smiling and dialing in just about 10 minutes.
You're damn right I am.